WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
Across the Carolinas, there are leaders of law enforcement at the local level. We're talking about sheriffs. Each county has one, and they're elected, just like mayors and city council members. But why?
The people fulfilling the office of sheriff recognize the fact that they are there at the pleasure of the citizens who are very community oriented because they know that they work for the people.
We're asking a representative from North Carolina's Sheriff's Association. This is WBTV's Good Question. We are talking to Eddie Caldwell, Executive Vice President and General Counsel of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association, asking about the history of the position of sheriff in North Carolina and really across the country and why sheriffs are elected rather than appointed. Eddie, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to do so. Thank you.
Wanted to first just have you tell me a little bit about your law enforcement background and your current role with the North Carolina Sheriff's Association.
I started out as a high school student with a ride-along program with the Newton, North Carolina Police Department. Worked there as a part-time dispatcher. Went to college, went through the basic law enforcement training course, was certified as a police officer with the Carrboro, North Carolina Police Department, which I am still certified with. Went to law school, worked in the Attorney General's office in private law practice for a while, and have been representing the sheriff since 1996 and working for the association full-time since 2004 as their executive vice president and general counsel.
I wanted to ask about the position of sheriff. I was reading the information you guys have on your website for the Sheriff's Association. I find it fascinating. I did not realize that this position originated in England, right?
That's correct. We've had sheriffs in North Carolina longer than we've had counties in North Carolina.
Wow. Can you tell me a little bit more about how the position of sheriff originated, how that came to be?
Well, there's a lot of historical information on the website that details the way it was in England before it came to America. But with early settlers, the office came to America and has been an integral part of our law enforcement and local government structure and public service since that time. It's a critical position, as you can imagine.
How did it come to be that sheriffs were an elected position? It's always been that way, correct?
That's right. And that's certainly critical in that that makes the sheriff directly accountable to the people. And every 4 years, the sheriff gets a job performance evaluation, and the people can decide how they feel like the sheriff is doing. It makes the sheriffs very responsive to the citizens. And the office of sheriff is one of the elected officials that is most accessible to the public for that very reason. Most citizens don't know how to get in touch with their federal congressional representatives,
sure,
or how to get in touch with their state representatives sometimes, but they can always go down to the sheriff's office or the courthouse and they get in to see the sheriff.
That's very, very interesting and a fascinating way to put it. Nowadays, do sheriffs have to have a law enforcement background, or can anyone essentially run and be elected as a sheriff?
The law does not require a candidate for the office of sheriff to be a certified law enforcement officer or have a law enforcement background. Almost always that is the case, but not always. Currently, we have one sheriff in North Carolina who did not have a law enforcement background. A number of years ago, we had two sheriffs that did not have a law enforcement background. We've had others over time, but almost all of the sheriffs do have a law enforcement background.
I want to go back to that historical perspective for a moment. You mentioned the sheriff being directly accountable for the people. Is that the reason why it has always been an elected position? Or was there another reason why the founding fathers wanted to make sure that was something that was voted on?
Well, that was before my time and before your time as well. And so I can't speak to what they were thinking,
sure,
at the time, but that's the way the office came over. And almost all states, the office of sheriff is elected. There's a couple of exceptions to that. But in Virginia, though, as an example, they have not only county sheriffs, but they have city sheriffs as well, which is not a concept that we have in North Carolina. But almost, you know, way up in the high 40s of the states all do it the same way.
To your knowledge, has anyone in North Carolina ever suggested changing the practice of electing sheriffs and, you know, perhaps appointing them or have a committee select them?
That question may come up from time to time, but it's very rare and it's very short-lived. There's not much credibility to the concept of changing the current situation. It works extremely well.
Gotcha. And I was just going to ask, do you like, personally, do you like the practice of electing a sheriff?
Well, absolutely. As a citizen of North Carolina, a lifelong citizen of North Carolina, gives me great comfort to know that if the county I live in, the sheriff is not going in the direction that I think or our community thinks is appropriate, then that gives us some recourse. But more importantly, the people fulfilling the office of sheriff recognize the fact that they are there at the pleasure of the citizenry. And so that draws people into that office who are very community oriented, very community responsive, because they know that they work for the people. Sometimes people call the Sheriff's Association and they want to talk to us about something going on in a particular sheriff's office. And they'll say, well, who does the sheriff work for? Can I call a complaint to the governor? Can I complain to the attorney general? Can I complain to the Sheriff's Association? And when I tell them the sheriff works for you, you're a resident of that county, the sheriff works for you and your fellow citizens in that county, that's who they're directly accountable to. And that degree of accountability is a great structure for our law enforcement in North Carolina in the office of sheriff.
That being said, can a sheriff be removed from office other than being voted out of office?
Absolutely. There's a specific statute on that provides that in malfeasance of office or misfeasance in office, conviction of a felony will remove a sheriff from office, and four or five other situations. There's a procedure outlined in the statute. It allows citizens or the county attorney or the district attorney to file charges in Superior Court, and then a hearing is held before a Superior Court judge.
I was reading on the Sheriff's Association website, and obviously being a reporter in North Carolina, I'm keenly aware of this, that not only do sheriff's deputies patrol in some cases, but they also work at county courthouses and the county jails. Do you know how far back those responsibilities date? Has it always been that way?
Well, some of the core functions of the sheriff's office that came over from England with the office itself are providing for courtroom security, which is typically done by bailiffs. Providing for or managing the service of civil process. When folks file lawsuits, those papers have to be served on the defendant in the lawsuit, and providing for the custody of the jail. So those are three historical functions, along with the patrol function or the law enforcement function that is customary throughout the state.
Would you say those are the main differences between a sheriff and a police chief? If a common citizen was asking you, you know, Eddie, what's the difference between a police chief and a sheriff? What would you tell them?
Well, the scope of duties is different. The police department does not have responsibility for the jail, the civil process, and courtroom security. They do have responsibility, of course, for the patrol function, law enforcement function within the city limits. Most folks don't understand or don't realize that the sheriff and the sheriff's deputies have jurisdiction throughout the entire county. So that includes the rural areas, but it also includes the urban areas within the cities. But through a great working relationship that the sheriffs have with the police departments across the state, typically the sheriff will defer to the police department for law enforcement functions inside the city, and the sheriff will focus on the rural areas of the county. Have a great working relationship with the State Highway Patrol that has primary responsibility on the state highways. So even though the sheriff's personnel have authority for all offenses throughout the entire county, in order to better utilize resources and take advantage of the help that's available from these other agencies, everyone has a great working relationship and sort of divide up the work.
Do you think it's more difficult to hold office as a sheriff where you can be voted out by the people or a police chief where, you know, maybe city council can get rid of you and your fate is in the hands of just a few?
That's probably a matter of opinion. that different folks might have a different opinion on.
Sure.
But certainly being responsible to the public, there's no firewall between the sheriff and the public, whereas a police chief does have a firewall of a city manager, a town manager, and a elected board of commissioners. So no one election can remove a police chief, but one election can remove a sheriff.
And we mentioned, obviously, earlier in the interview, a sheriff being removed from office, you know, without election. If something like that were to happen, or say a sheriff unfortunately passes away, who decides who's next in line?
There are two statutes that address that. About half of the counties are in one statute and about half are in the other. In either case, while the vacancy occurs, it's typically the chief deputy sheriff that manages the office and continues to perform the duties of sheriff. They don't become interim sheriff or acting sheriff, but the statute provides that they carry out the duties of the office of sheriff until the office is filled. In about half of the counties, the vacancy is filled by the Board of County Commissioners, and they can appoint any person who is otherwise qualified, meets the minimum standards, to fill that vacancy. In the other half of the counties, the executive committee of the political party of the outgoing or the former sheriff has up to 30 days to submit a nomination to the Board of County Commissioners. And if the executive committee of the outgoing sheriff's political party does make that submission within 30 days, then the Board of County Commissioners are required to appoint that person to fill the vacancy. If the executive committee of the political party of the outgoing sheriff does not make a nomination within 30 days, then the Board of Commissioners can appoint anyone they choose that meets the minimum qualifications. So there is no such thing in North Carolina as an acting sheriff, a temporary sheriff, an interim sheriff. Huh. You either have a sheriff or you have a vacancy. And during the vacancy, it's primarily the chief deputy that performs those duties until the vacancy is filled.
Gotcha. Who is responsible for compensating the sheriff? Where does that money come from?
The salary and benefits for the sheriff and all the sheriff's office personnel and all of the operating costs of the sheriff's office come from the Board of County Commissioners. There's some other ancillary sources of revenue, but they're minor compared to the major budget. And so so the budget comes from the Board of County Commissioners. So the sheriff has all the authority. County commissioners have all the money. I describe that as a healthy tension that they work in tandem with each other to balance out the needs of the county, the needs of the citizens, and the ability to pay for it.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit about what the Sheriff's Association does.
Well, we are fortunate in North Carolina. As you know, we have 100 counties. Each county has an elected sheriff, and all 100 sheriffs belong to the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. We provide a lot of training for sheriffs and their personnel. We manage a statewide misdemeanor confinement program that houses state inmates that are convicted of misdemeanors in county jails, and we coordinate that for the legislature and for the sheriffs across the state. We represent the Office of Sheriff and victims and public safety in matters pending before the legislature. We have a number of business programs that are designed to allow the sheriff's office to purchase equipment, such as vehicles and other equipment at a discounted price that saves the county money. We provide a lot of information. For example, during the COVID pandemic, we published over 90 different documents explaining what the sheriffs could do and couldn't do and needed to do to manage the pandemic and to manage the governor's executive orders. And we analyzed all those and then put out training information to all the sheriffs. It's on our website. You can go there and look at, there's a red box in the upper right-hand corner that says COVID. We found it was very helpful to the news media. We got a lot of calls from the news media during the height of the pandemic about what's the sheriff doing. What about this governor's order? How does it impact law enforcement? And we had all that available. So we constantly get questions from the sheriffs requesting information. And we serve as a clearinghouse. A lot of times a sheriff is dealing with a situation and we'll just help them get a message out to the other 99 sheriffs and say, hey, has anyone ever dealt with this before? We have a statewide disaster assistance network that we activate in times of hurricanes, mudslides, other tornadoes and things like that. We call it Sheriffs Helping Sheriffs, and we bring personnel from all across the state into the affected area to help the sheriff that is encountering that situation. We have a traumatic incident response program where when a sheriff has a line of duty death or some other traumatic incident in their community, we provide support and help to that sheriff and to their personnel in dealing with that situation. And I could go on and on about the number of things that we do, but the sheriffs have no shortage of ideas of things that they think would either help their office or help their community be better for victims. And we are constantly responding to those requests.
We talked about how far back the position dates. I'm curious if you can think of any ways off the top of your head, besides obviously the development of technology, but any ways that the office has changed over the years? Have any duties and responsibilities gone away?
There's officers still working that can tell you when the patrol car had crank windows and didn't even have an AM FM radio in the car. And now there's so many computers in a patrol car, not only a laptop computer, but the radios and technology just tremendously improved the ability of officers to respond to the citizens' needs.
Eddie, anything else you'd like to add that I didn't touch on that you'd like people to know about the Office of Sheriff?
I think it's important when we talk about the constitutional status of the Office of Sheriff. Occasionally you'll hear someone mistakenly use the term Sheriff's Department.
Yep.
And that is a term that does not exist in this state, even though it's frequently used. It's a sheriff's office, just like it's the Office of Governor, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Office of Attorney General, Office of Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And the significance there is that it is an elected office. It's not an appointed position. And so in county government, we only have two elected offices. One is the Office of Sheriff, and the other is the Office of Register of Deeds. And in addition, of course, we have the Board of County Commissioners, but in terms of individual offices, and that goes back to what we talked about earlier, about making the sheriff directly responsible and directly accountable to the citizens of that sheriff's county.
Eddie Caldwell, Executive Vice President and General Counsel of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. We appreciate you taking the time to answer our questions.
Thank you. I encourage all your listeners to visit our website for more details.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jess Dyer. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz. Production coordinator is Taylor Robinson. And post-production supervisor, Jeremy Davis. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Advent Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.